rap. It worked for Cube. Wasn't it Cube that said that?
Ice Cube, I do believe it is a quote from the great Ice Cube who said that gangster rap made him do it.
Oh, well, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. That's all I'm saying.
By the way, we're talking about how gangster rap made Amazon subscribe to using profanity. She's got a potty mouth. Anyway, welcome to another episode of the Punkdemic Podcast. It's your man, 50 Grand, no mic in his hand, MC Johnny T, a.k.a. the Incredible Thick Flair, chilling with the queen of everything, the CEO of this here establishment, the Amazon. How are you doing and how are you feeling today?
Doing good. It's a little chilly, so I got the fur on to reflect the coldness of it all.
How cold is it where you are right about now?
29 right now.
Okay, so for all you guys out there who think that it don't get cold in Southern California, those sound like pretty frigid temperatures to be out there. On this March 14th, 2025 is our date of recording. If you're anything like I am, you math guys and nerds out there, 314, that's going to be 3.14. That means it's going to be Pi Day. And yes, I'm a pie guy. And a fly guy, a not shy guy.
That's debatable.
So make sure you guys get your pie today. It doesn't matter if it's a pizza pie, if it's an apple pie, if it's a peach pie, cherry pie, or just 3.14. Pie goes on and on and on and never stops. It's the one number that never ends. Make sure you get yourself a piece of pie. And while you're at it, get yourself a piece of merchandise over there from punkdemic.com. where you can get a beanie much like the one that I'm sporting for today in our chilly weather that we've got. Punkdemic hoodies, t-shirts, you name it, we got it. Make sure you swing over to punkdemic.com. And you know what? I'm going to take a liberty and say that today's episode is also sponsored in part by Audio Juice Digital Music Distribution. Audio Juice is distribution done different. You're not just a customer at Audio Juice. You're not just an artist at Audio Juice. You are actually part of an artist community and a member where you're not only are you provided a one-and-done distribution platform access and one-and-done payment plan because, you know, Audio Juice doesn't think that the distributor should keep making money on your music. And, well, maybe as an artist, you're not. So it's a one-and-done plan, unlimited releases for labels and for artists, as well as an ongoing resource binder for all of the companies that you should and should not use if you're looking for actual growth in the place of music. So make sure you log on to audiojuice.com. That's audiojuice.com for your distribution needs if you are recording artists tuned in to this. I think I'm done with all of the plugs, except for maybe the most important plug of all for today.
Right.
Because today we've got some incredible guests who are coming in on the podcast. Some are return guests who've had a chance to hang out with us before and we've had a chance to hang out with, but we've never been able to hang out with basically most of the band. And today we've got most of the band together. So it's the power of the pie. It's got to be the 3.14. It's got to be the 314. It is. Or it's got to be the fact that in 2 days, it'll be 316. And for my wrestling heads out there, you guys already know that Stone Cold Steve Austin's day. Oh, hell yeah. Is what's happening with that too. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But before I get too far ahead of myself, let me bring it back to 314. And today we've got some folks out here who, well, basically they will move you with their music. And they got a new album that we're going to be talking about today. Actually, they're going to have an opportunity. And I'll tell you what, this is very clean. They're going to get a chance to go one-on-one with whom I call the great one, the queen of everything, Amazon, who spares no punches when it comes to the hard-hitting questions. None at all. So without any further ado, I'm going to bring in to the show my man 50 Grand Carnage, of course, Ramsey Jones, peace. And Creech. Rebelmatic is in the building, y'all.
Yo. What's happening?
Peace.
Welcome, brothers. How's everybody feeling today?
Yeah.
We're good.
Feeling good.
We're living. We're alive. We're thankful to be alive. Thankful to be doing this music, and people are loving the new music that we have. So it's
absolutely
beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh man, you guys are gonna get the opportunity to do a gratuitous plug. And I mean, the one thing about it is we want to make sure that people who are tuned in to us, they understand how they can connect with you guys, how they can connect with your music, sure. connect with you guys in person if you guys are out on the road, places that you guys can be. We want to make sure that it's not just an interview, but it's also a vehicle for connection. So we are going to definitely talk about that album. We're going to talk about how it came together. We're going to talk about some of the song selection. We're going to talk about where people can get a ticket to come check you guys out. If you guys are going to be doing shows anywhere. And of course, all about plugging that merch. So people, you know, let's face it, people do music for the love, but people also got to make a living doing it. And when people make great music, you know what I mean? They also got to make some great sales out there. So where you guys can also get, where people can get some of that Rebelmatic merchandise as well, too, for those who may want to support Absolutely. You beyond the price of the stream. You know, let's do the mathematics. The net profit on the t-shirt is definitely much higher than that of one stream on Spotify.
No disrespect, that's what they say.
But if you said Spotify for that. But that's another topic for another day.
We gonna, yes, indeed.
I'm going to slide off of that soapbox, right. And I'm going to do one of the things that I do best, which is pull my Houdini and disappear, and I'm going to turn the mic over to the queen of everything, the CEO of all things Punk Divic, the Amazon.
See you later.
Amazon.
Long-winded this evening.
You know, I don't appreciate that. You know, I just want to let you know that I strongly dislike that statement. I don't resemble that remark.
Good day.
I care.
I'll see you later.
I've got feelings too.
No, you don't. Good day. So I haven't had all of you guys at the same time. I'm excited about that. Thank you so much for showing up for me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
So I heard the album already. I've listened to it a few times. I'm going to jump ahead a little bit. What touring are you guys doing for the new album?
We got a tour coming up in April 11th. Basically, all through spring, we have a bunch of shows coming up. We got a show in Pennsylvania April 3rd. But from April 11th to the 18th, we'll be on the road solid. And then we go back out again for like a quick 4-day mini tour. We're playing a festival out in Green Bay. But all April, as soon as the spring hits, like we'll be out on the road heavy. From April into May, we'll be playing shows. Some will be straight through, then it'll be like a couple shows here, a couple shows here. But just, you know, follow our social media and stuff. But we'll definitely be on the road in April, you know.
So I had a question about the title of the album.
Mm-hmm.
Who came up with that and how and why?
My son came up with it. My son came up with it. He's 13 now. Probably when he was like 6 or 7.
Really?
He came up. I mean, he comes up with a lot of titles. He comes up with, him and my daughter comes with a lot of titles. He came up with this title. My daughter came up with last full length album, Ghost in the Shadows. And my son came up with our EP, Eat the Monster. Long short, he was taking a bath and he's like, oh, I'm staying here. I'm like, all right, dude, close the thing, just take a bath. And then after he finishes, he's like, give him a towel and all this stuff. And he's just like, we're walking, like, I think we're walking to the train. He's like, oh, the black hole eats the tornado. And I'm like, what? Whoa, what? What did you say? I said, black hole eats the tornado. And I was like, whoa, hold up. That's crazy. And I just, to me, it meant a lot, probably more. And I was kind of like stuck, like, a black hole eats the tornado. Oh my God, I gotta use that. And, then he told me how he came up with it. He was like, yo, you know, when you let the water out of the tub, it's a black hole. And then when the water goes out, it's like a tornado. And I was like, oh, snap.
Clever.
I was like, that's crazy. But for me, it was just like all throughout the chaos and stuff, you know, everything shall remain black. You know, so that was kind of why I took it. But that's kind of my son came up with, my son Hannibal. Shout out to him.
I think that's dope. No, yeah. I think I know that you were working on the music before. That's stupid to say. I was going to say before it came out. But no, you were working on this album before the I call it the shenanigans, before a lot of the shenanigans that are currently going on are going on.
Mm-hmm.
I found when I listened to it again was that it really applied to a lot of the stuff that's going on right now.
Right.
Would you say that that's fairly accurate?
I think we write music that are relevant with the times. Like, I don't never, like, think of lyrics for what's going on. It just kind of happens. But that's, I kind of wired like that to write like that. But it definitely fits the times. It's social unrest. You know, it's navigation, it's celebration, it's resistance, it's resilience, it's persevering. So yeah, I think it is. And I think Nina Simone said, our artists' music and art should reflect the times they're living in. So I think ours do that pretty well.
It really does, 100%. And I feel like when I heard it, the energy reminded me of more. I don't know. I guess I could say I hear more unrest. And I've listened to most of your stuff, but okay. I hear unrest in this one more for some reason. And maybe you can tell me why I feel that way. But I hear it. I feel it in there. I hear more angst. I hear more rebellion and unrest in this particular album, maybe than the previous one.
I'll just speak on some of them and let them add on. But I think personally, it's just kind of like, yo, we don't really force our music. Like, none of our music is like, I don't say it's thought, not thought out, because it is thought out. We think about it. We put our heart and spirit into it. But a lot, like, it's not meant to be more angrier or meant to be more with urge. You know, like, I just know for me, like, if we made like three kind of really groovy joints, I might be like, yo, I want to make a harder one. That's as far as that'll go. I'm like, we just made like three songs that are really groovy. I want to make something harder. But that's just for myself to want to break it up. But I don't know. To me, it's all organic. We definitely didn't set out to necessarily make a harder record, but I think it's harder. And I think it's a very well-rounded record. It's like, if I compare it to like Sly and the Family Stone, it's kind of like prior. Like, maybe our previous stuff might have been like, I don't know, the more like lighthearted. I don't say lighthearted, but more just like, oh, hopeful and light and kind of just like, yo, great stuff. I think that's just similar still, but it's probably kind of compared to like there's a riot going on. If I had to compare it, you know, but it's very organic. It's not, we didn't think about it. I think we've like, you know, from the time we started with this record and we've toured a lot, you know, we're trying to find the right home for it. And we experienced a lot of loss, a lot of this frustration, anger, but joy too, a lot of joy, a lot of celebration. So I think in my individual life, in our all of our lives, I think we've all dealt with loss and, you know, and just persevering through this world that it kind of bled out in our music. But they can add on for sure, I'm sure.
Well, I can understand why you might feel like it has a bit more angst and things of that nature, because I think from what you're hearing within the subject matter of the songs, I mean, let's be real, it's taking it to that place where, you know, we're talking about things in the past that still, you know, things that would have happened that still somehow are relevant to what's going on today. So that's where you're getting that, you know, that feeling from. And the music is, you know, the music is a bit heavier, but it happened naturally. It just came out of, you know, us just doing what we usually do, just playing what we like and presenting it to people, and you know, they fall into it and they get right into the groove of what, you know, we're doing. What it is just a refinement of what we've done before, so it's like a refined version of Ghost in the Shadows and, you know, and everything else
before that, but it's more of a, but it's like we put that together. This is a new direction, but it's still Rebelmatic, and it still has, I mean, it still has, I guess what, I don't want to really say signature sound, but yeah, I guess we could say that, more of a signature sound, but it's just us refining what we already do in Rebelmatic. But as far as the subject matter, I mean, there's always going to be something that Creature is going to talk about within the songs and when it pertains to the lyrics, and that's usually what it is. So, but this is, but within this one, yeah, it has that feel, and I can see why you would, you know, feel like that. But yeah,
it's probably one of my favorites actually to date.
That's dope.
It is. Like, and if I don't like your stuff, I'm not necessarily say I don't like it.
Right.
I will tell you, when I heard Hell,
yeah,
it reminded me of being young, you know, because I'm only in my 20s. It reminded me of being young, like cutting up at a fucking show. I just cussed. It's my show. I could do that. Johnny, don't you come in here. Okay. Fine. Anyway, it reminded me.
And tell the truth and shame the devil, Amazon. Now we know.
Hey, listen here. This is my show. Anyway, it reminded me of being young and being in the pit and like, like a real pit, not the karate chopping, skipping stuff they do now. No offense, young people. But like, one of those dangerous pits where you don't want to get a boot to the head. Like, it just gave me that feeling of when I was younger and like at shows and that kind of energy.
That's so dope.
It was probably one of my favorites. When I heard it, I was like, yo, it took me way back energy wise.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
This album, you know, I look at it as an extension it's definitely expanded from our last album. The last album was more tighter songs and like just like straight up, you know, 3 minutes, like just in your face. But this one is much more, this album, we experienced so much between that last album and this one that's coming out. And it's all how would you say, all our experience poured and our emotions poured into a lot of the songs on this album. So it's much more expansive than the last one.
It shows. You can definitely hear it. And I think it kind of takes a little bit of all your other ones. You can hear a little bit of it.
Yeah.
And it kind of magnified it, if that's one way I can describe it.
That's really cool.
Seriously, again, you're a badass writer. Seriously.
Like, oh, thank you.
I often wonder how you come up with half of the things that you say. I'll tell you that for sure.
I appreciate it. I mean, I'm inspired. I'm just inspired by living, you know. And then I got incredible people playing with me. So it's like honestly, playing with like who is in the band now. You know, Alcatraz, Carnage, Ramsey. They make it easy because it's kind of like I never write to nothing I don't like. Everything I write to is I like. So a lot of stuff I write, like as soon as I hear it, I start writing right away. Like I just start writing and then I'll edit it and fix it how I want it. But like a lot of, like, you know, like Help, I came up with the cadence of Help and then but that came from just jamming and playing. And then I was like, and then I kind of had some of the lyrics kind of ideas. And then I was like, and then I just heard from the cadence, I heard the words, what I wanted to say. But yeah, a lot of it, you know, I play. It's who I play with too. Like we all play. Like this unit we have, this family makes it so easy and organic. Like finishing music, like just like we all open to hear each other's ideas. You know what I mean? So that's why it constantly expands and we're not stuck on being like, we're not trying to be the hardest. We're not trying to be the funkiest. We're not trying to do nothing. We just like doing our stuff. That's it. We just like doing our stuff. And you know, that's why the songs don't sound, we're not going to do 10 Helps. We're not going to do 10 Blood and Goals. We're not doing that. That's not going to happen, you know? But, you know, you might hear some, that kind of reminds me of this. But yeah, It's all natural, though.
Well, it doesn't hurt that you have a whole group with every single musician in the group is badass. That doesn't?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Not like, absolutely. What if you were like, he kind of fell short on, like, you guys are all great musicians. So that doesn't hurt, right?
Absolutely.
Run through the song titles for me, please, of that album, would you? Because I love the title.
I'm not looking at anything right now. So I think it's like Peace, Intro, Peace, but No to Ledge. I don't remember what else. So Walls Have Ears. Or Fly Broken Wings, Walls Have Ears. What's the other thing?
Is this the one that has collard greens on it? Because you know I like
collard greens. Yeah, cornbread and collard greens.
My favorite food. Never missed it. Never missed it.
The world is forevermore. Help. Let me see what else we have on there. Oh, Cooking Up the Medicine.
I love that one.
What else is?
We're Still Here.
Oh, yeah. No, Smoke Clear. Smoke Clears. I think that's it, kind of. I don't remember. It's 10 songs in an intro. So, yeah, I think that was it, kind of. But the titles, I mean, I'm big on titles. Like, I'm huge on titles. Yeah. I'm huge on, like, words meaning things. Like, it got to sound good, but it got to mean something. Like, I'm just not with just saying anything. Like no one's coming up with Black Hole Easter Tornado because they're not my child. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, and he said it just regular. And I was just like, whoa, whoa, whoa. He was the record and I was the sampler. Like, whoa, what is that groove right there? I hear it. Like, boom. You said that? He said, yeah. I'm like, So, yeah, no. Yeah, titles are very important to me. Titles, imagery, all that stuff. Every element of what we do is important, you know?
No, I know you pay attention to the titles. You pay attention to, I always mention your artwork. I love.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you.
Ridiculous. And
thank you.
Is there anything in particular from this album? One, a song, a couple of songs that you guys really just enjoyed playing from beginning to end? You just loved it. Like, you just went in and did it, maybe one and done, or just only had to do it twice. What does it
mean? The whole album we do like that though. Like, yeah. to be honest, we don't like I'll say it because it's the truth. Because like we don't take long to record our records. Like we play our records out. So a lot of songs before we record them, we play them out. We practice. They're well practiced and rehearsed. So when we record our records, we record our whole album and like. All right, let's do it again. Another take. Let's do another take. Two. All right, that's good. Let's hear it back. Oh, no, that's good. We'll fix whatever we need to fix. Overdub and stuff. But, like, literally, we record our whole album. You can get our engineer in here. We record our whole album in, like, an hour. And then it's just literally, like, for real. And then it's just kind of like, oh, edit this and overdub shit over this. But, like, the actual process of recording, we can record together. We don't like, it's not like Ramsey do the drums and Carnes do the bass and then Alki comes in and the guitar and Creech. Nah, everyone's doing it. We're doing it the same day, the same time. The
same room. Yep.
We're in the same room.
Like, and it's a small room too. Like,
yep.
Creech's in the corner where the vocal mic is. Yep. Alcatraz is next to me. I'm facing Carnage. So the energy is contained and, a lot of the songs, it's just like we want to, what we do live, we want to commit it to the same way on recording.
Absolutely.
Because we don't ever want to like have something that you record it and then you're not happy with it. You know, I want to live with it. I want, if I die, you know, generations will hear that and feel that energy. And they're like, oh shit. Wow. They
Oh shoot.
Yeah, like,
yeah. The F word is, you said you didn't pop up to shame you, so you're okay.
Oh shoot.
I had on Mike Dean from Corrosion of Conformity.
For sure.
And he's very, he's not the most social cat or whatever, but I was able to get him in a conversation. And one of the issues he had with like recording now was when you're recording and all the members are not even in the same location. And we talked about energy just being different when you're splitting up, you know, the different parts of the song or whatever. He was saying like also that the energy is not the same as you guys just getting down in the same room, in the same studio, and like getting it done. So is there something, as far as performance wise, that you just love to perform? Is there a song where you're like, oh, here it comes, guys, and you just get out there?
I mean, Help has been something from this album you speak about specifically, or just general? This album?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some of the songs we've been playing for years already. So it's like, I mean, Peace always works. The intro works because we've been playing the intro. Broken Wings always works. Help works a lot now. Cornbread and Collard Greens. There's songs on the albums that have been favorites for years, like at least 2 or 3 years already. So those songs that kind of we've been playing, Forevermore I like a lot. I kind of want to play, pretty much the whole album. I mean, we make records to play. I'll just put it like that. But as far as right now, what we've been playing that people kind of lose it, I mean, Cornbread, they've kind of been messing with it. Peace, they've been messing with it.
That's funky.
Yeah, and Help, they've been rocking with Help hard. People have been really rocking with Help right now. And Forevermore is a really good one I like performing because it shows a lot of musical dexterity and different moods and vibes. That's just my thing. But, you know, I want to play The World Is because we haven't really played it playing too much.
Why is that?
It just happens. We got a lot of songs. We got literally a 50 song catalog or more. So sometimes it doesn't work at that time. You know, it's just like, okay, we're gonna play this. Or will it dip? But we're gonna play it. It's a vibe. We made it because we liked it. Right. We made it because we enjoy it. We didn't make it because we're like, it's a throwaway. And that's a joint I think we've had for a while and kind of reworked and figured it out and kind of like, yo, now it's like to the point that we like all love it. But we've had the Alcatraz might have had that riff for a minute. And then it was just kind of like adding on, taking away, adding, you know, Ramsey doing some drum stuff that made it more incredible. Just, you know, but that's just my thing. I don't know. Y'all have songs that y'all like playing a lot from this album.
Well, I mean, I think if I recall with Help, what's so great about Help, I think it was probably, wasn't that like one of the last ones to be recorded? So everything else was already there.
Or created, not recorded, created.
That was the last one created for the album, because everything else was recorded, but that was the last one that was created, and like put it right on, and it just like felt right. It's like, oh, this can go right on Black Hole Ate the Tornado, and it's like this is like a perfect song for this. And also the fact with Peace, I mean, that's always worked so well.
Yeah,
I mean, and the thing is, one of the things about our recording process is this is even before I joined the band. What I've noticed is that we play these songs live, you know, then we record them, because if it doesn't go over live, then it's not being recorded. So anything that you heard from Rebelmatic within the catalog that's recorded is because it went over well live. So,
yeah, the majority. Sometimes we do, yeah, because there's joints that we do that we just like and we record up. We don't really play. We'll play them out later, but we haven't played it out. Like, but yeah, majority of I say not 85%, 90% of everything. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's still some songs we don't play, but that's not. But it's like, but we have, as like from what you've been listening to, Amazon and everyone else, and what is what we've been playing. And yeah, it's like now that you have the one official recording, you know, and
so helps your song, basically. That's what you're saying.
Is that what you're saying?
No, that's what you're saying, because she asked what was the song that is any song you particularly like playing from this album.
What about you, Mr. Jones?
Oh, for me, it's a few of them. Forevermore, Help,
nice.
Peace. One little thing I have to tell you about Peace, at the beginning, it's my cousin Jizza giving Rebelmatic a shout out. How I got that was I did a show with Jizza in Central Park, And it poured that day. They had to stop the show. They had to cancel the show like in the middle of the set. But before the rain came, my cousin was in the dressing room with us. We shared the trailer. And I just asked him, I said, "Yo, cuz, could you give my band a shout out?" He said, "Yeah, sure, sure." So he's walking outside, going to the stage, and he just did the shout out on my I got it on my iPhone, and then I sent it to Creature.
Yeah.
And that's how it ended up on that track.
Yep.
Funny, because, you know, when I played it, I heard him giving Amazon a shout out. I was like, what?
Universal.
I was like, he just gave me a shout out. That's dope. That was real nice.
Absolutely. I want to add, and the guys that don't know about this, but I'm going to add this. So the show in Madison, Wisconsin, that Rebelmatic is playing, GZA is also on that bill too.
Oh, I knew that.
Well, that's dope.
Okay.
I knew that.
Yeah.
I definitely knew that already. Cliff has been, I got it. Yeah, I know. Yep. Yo. That's Green Bay, though. That's not Madison. Yeah, Green Bay.
Green Bay.
Nice.
Absolutely. Double duty.
Double duty for me.
Yes, sir.
Always. You know, Ramsey's in 793 bands.
So, yeah. Yeah.
He's no, 94. Like 790.
94.
Like, 794.
I mean, he's just on here. I'm like, what band are you in today, Ramsey? But how's the album being received? Like, I've seen some pretty dope reviews.
It's not officially out yet. It's like the singles. People have been reviewing the singles. The album officially comes out April 11th. So there'll be another. Yeah, the album's not out yet. It's not out. Yeah, we just, you know, we put out singles. Like, so, you know, you heard the record because so you can hear it, you know, but it's not officially out. It's like, yeah, Peace is out. Help is out. Cornbread, Collard Greens is out. Forevermore will come out at the end of the month, and the album will come out next month, April 11th.
Performing a lot of that.
Yeah, we've been performing stuff on the album. We've been performing stuff on the album for the last couple years.
Yeah.
You know, we already started performing stuff from our next project. So it's like, catch us when you catch us. You hear something new. Well, that's not on the record. Ha-ha! You got something new.
Any plans for you guys to bring your butts back out this way?
Oh, Cali, yeah. I mean, that's going to happen. Yeah, the West Coast is, yeah, it's going to happen. It's got to make sense. Yeah, we're pretty much down a tour. Like, it just got to make sense. A lot of moving parts with the band. You know, it's a lot of moving parts. So to get everyone on the road and, like, it got to just make sense. And if it makes sense, we there. And we there. It's a party. It's a party. It's forget about it. It's over. So, yeah, that's going to happen.
All right.
When it makes, you know.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
I'm all official, Mr. Jones. No, so you named about three different songs. You said you really enjoy playing. Would this be the ones you enjoy playing live, or like the ones did you just?
Well, I enjoy playing all the entire album live.
Right.
Right.
Because, like I said, the reason they're recorded. They're on the album is because
we played it live.
We play it live, and it's the same energy, it's the same enthusiasm that we bring to it, and I enjoy all of them. Even the older songs too, we still play them.
Oh yeah, it works. I mean, songs they work. I mean, I just made a rule a long time ago, like don't make duds. And how you don't make duds is you play stuff out. And if people who already like you hear it and they don't move or you don't get a response, you either got to fix it or get rid of it.
Do something.
You don't like, you know, like you either like, yo, that's, I know we got something. We might got to tweak it. Something, it could be like, change this lyric, make the hook better, do, you know, make something. Or it could be like, yo, this is not good. You know? So I think I just use that as a rule of thumb for us, but I just think it hasn't, like, It's a tried and true thing for us. Like, the majority of all our stuff is played out live. Sometimes years, we play stuff years that people like. So it's like, yo, I've been calling Brandon Collins, I've been waiting for it. I'm like, it's not out yet. Like, oh, But I've been hearing it for like a year, but it's not out. Mm-hmm. You might have seen us play it live, but it's not out. It just came out, you know? So, yeah, I mean, we like making organic music, and we like making stuff that it's meant to perform. You know, it's like we utilize the studio as a way to amplify it, but it's no tricks. There's no tricks. We take advantage of technology, but we still with the raw and uncut stuff. You know, we like that's why it's not a bunch of like, you know, it don't take us a month to record a record.
Right, because you've
already no disrespect for those who it does, but just it's not what we do.
Yeah, you know, and that's why, you know, that's why shout out to our guy.
Mike Pacello. You can say his name, man. You don't try. Mike Pacello. He don't want to say his name so people could be like, yo, we need to get Mike Pacello. Mike Pacello. Shout out to Mike Pacello, man.
Shout out to Mike Pacello. And listen, he was great. Like, he's a great engineer.
And yeah. Grammy nominated.
Grammy nominated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's a great engineer, and he's. I mean, he brings out, you know, brings out our sound. And it's like, you know, he records us and, you know, as we are. And what's great about, you know, that is like, this is usually an engineer's dream, is that the band already comes in with the songs ready to play. They're not, you know, like, we don't write in the studio. Although there was that one time we did come up with a song on the spot.
Fire This Time.
That was on the first album.
Not the first album. Fire This Time. Yeah. But I mean, we're capable to do that. But like, we just don't like. We're not here to waste time. We're here to be proficient. But we've been practicing and playing together for such a long period of time. It's like, yeah, we could make music in a studio if you put us in a studio for a month, we'd probably have like two albums. Like we didn't have to think about like our bills were paid and we had financially were good that we're in the studio for 2 months just record. We'd have like two albums worth of stuff because we would be playing so much stuff and writing and going crazy and just playing and playing it. If we didn't have to think about other things in life, man, it's like music is like it bleeds out of us because that's a part of who we are. That's us, yeah. You know.
Yeah, we're very productive when
absolutely.
You make it look easy, that's for sure. I also would like to use this platform to give everybody an opportunity just to say something that might be on their mind about whatever. So much going on right now. I'm sure everybody has plenty to say. You guys do have quite a following of young people. Is there anything that any of you would like to let them know in regards to maybe a lesson that you had for them or a message that you had for them?
Yeah. Someone, a supporter of ours for a while, I was chatting with them and they just told me something that was powerful. They were like, hey, like I was like, oh, yo, you know, they have a good energy. And I was like, yo, your energy, I see you illuminating. I'm happy. I'm happy to see that. And they were like, yo, thank you. You don't understand how much your music got me through hard times, especially during the pandemic. Because, you know, for some people that don't know, we like did like 45 shows during the pandemic for free in the street, you know, with our own equipment and generating all that stuff. And she was like, that really kind of like helped. Awesome. So for me, you know, I feel like if our music continues to heal, it's helping heal us. I know it's helping heal me. So if it could heal people and like just help, you know, if it could help in any aspect, if our music is a part of your soundtrack in any way and it helps you in a positive, productive way, then God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. And for the youth, I say, you know, live your truth. Live your truth. Live your truth. And it is possible, whatever you deem you need to do, it is possible. Not going to be easy, but who said life is going to be easy anyway? That's what I would say. No.
What about you, Carnage?
Well, it's interesting because I work in I work as a school aide for the Department of Education, and I've been doing that and working out school programs. I've been doing that for 12 years and also working in daycares. So that's all been a culmination. So I've already been, you know, one of the things I've always done is just like introduce, you know, some kind of music history to, you know, to the youth. So one of the things that I've always kind of instilled in them was just, you know how it is, I understand that it's not easy for you to want to go and, you know, follow every bit of history, and even though it's easily accessible at the, you know, at your fingertips, but at least try to follow a bit of your history so that way you'll be able to see what, you know, what mistakes to learn from. and things, and also know that as like right now y'all have a pretty much a better advantage than in the sense technologically, you know, you're at a greater advantage, but you may also need to brush up on natural learned organic, you know, way of thinking. 100%. As well, develop common sense, develop more of a sense of awareness. As well as being as smart as you are, you know, when it comes to technology. If you can do that, then maybe you have, you know, a bit more of an advantage. And I guess use that as a way to also help uplift the other peers around you. So. I mean, because one of the great things of it is that, yeah, we do have, you know, a young fan base, and it's great. And it's like not too many, you know, there's not too many bands that, you know, they're able to do that. And I mean, and it's like we're one of those bands that's, you know, has been around, and we're still making new music.
100%.
Yeah. So but
now it's, you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. I love the education too, by the way. That's awesome.
Oh, you do? Oh, great. Okay, cool. See you later. Like,
nothing matters, but I love it. I do. Mr. Jones, Ramsey Jones.
Well, I feel like if you're a creator, to be true to your art, be true to yourself. Don't placate to people, to appease people. You put out what you put out. With blemishes and all. It doesn't have to be perfect, but you be true to your art and be true to creating your work so that you will be happy with your work and other people will see the it comes from an honest place. That's what's important.
Absolutely.
You know?
So for me, not that this is about me, but for me, I've just been stressing how important it is that people unify right now.
Yeah.
Not to sound cliche, but the term our people.
Yeah.
That we're working together, that we are looking out for one another, that definitely encouraging young people to have that sort of mindset that, what was it back in the day? Reach one, teach one, each one, teach one.
Each one, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yep. I'm seeing that's the original programs for food and feeding community. Oh,
the Black Panthers.
Again. Mm-hmm. Every again. So, you know, I try when I do run into the younger people, and, you know, there's a lot of young bands out there and young people that I talk to all the time. I try to be mindful of the fact that they are listening to us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And just encourage unity within the Black and Brown community. Yes. Right now. Need it more than ever. I really
yes, indeed.
Do. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Especially with the powers that be are trying to suppress us and trying to take things back to like 1800s.
Well, I mean, it makes like, unfortunately, it makes for better music. Oh, yeah. And like more resilience and art, you know, art's gonna like, it makes you dig deeper. you know, it's they're the gut checks, as they say. You know, like, people need to keep educating ourselves. Old, young, middle-aged, elderly, yeah. We got to keep educating, keep learning, and, you know, have more compassion. Let's just, you know, let's learn. Have more compassion, more integrity. And pick up that, and pick up this album, you know, like, shit, I want to PSA stuff.
Beauty and resistance, beautiful music came out absolutely. Of that. Art comes out of that. So, for sure. Now, let's pick it up because that was a little deepish.
Mm-hmm.
This album, all right, be deep.
When the album say it again.
Where can we get it?
It's on Say10 Records, like S-A-Y, the number 10, records.com. You can pick up our vinyl on there. It's up for pre-sale right now. And it'll be in, like, I think it'll be in certain record stores and stuff. But it's definitely on vinyl. I think it'll be on CD. But digitally, it'll be everywhere. April 11th, it'll be everywhere. You'll be able to get it on, you know, iTunes or whatever. Wherever your digital streaming platforms. But we'd prefer you to pick up the physicals if you're still into supporting the physical product. That'd be awesome. So, yeah, it's... Pre-orders up right now on SAY10.com. Just, you know, type it in, say10.com. Yeah, I got to say it like that because I don't want to say it the other way.
Yeah. Say 10.
No, say 10.
Yeah. I got that. Where else can they reach out to you online?
Oh.
Individually or as a group? Where else can we find you guys?
Rebel, I mean, we're on all the social media, Rebelmatic NYC, IG, Facebook, wherever social media stuff is, we're there. We're easy to find, you know, like Rebelmatic NYC. You can find, you go to the IG, go to Facebook, leave us a message, respond, you know. You can book us. We got an agent. You can book us direct, whatever. We're available. We're around. We're not really hard, but Rebelmatic NYC everything.
Well, I'm gonna invite Johnny Taylor to finally hop back in here.
Okay.
JT, where you at?
JT, where you at?
Now you want to let me come back in when it's like all at the end now? Now. Back then, you didn't want me. Now, hot y'all on me.
Uh-oh, Mike Jones. Mike Jones.
You know what? It's just the proof that Amazon's just that good. I was sitting there trying to compose questions in my head. She already got that one knocked out. She got that one knocked out. I'm over here looking at my run sheet over here, and she's just knocking everything out. Boom, 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 boom.
All right.
But one thing,
I wanted to add something. I want Rebelmatic, we want to thank our fans and the people who are like listening to our music, and this new album is going to blow your mind. So we just want to thank you all. Thank you all for the support and love.
All the supporters. Go ahead, Johnny. I know you're about to say something. You were in the middle of asking a question. What was the question?
I forgot what it was. So
no, you got it. You got it.
Just that fast, man. Like,
no, nah, it's on the tip of your cap.
For that Disney Pixar movie, The Blue Fish.
No goldfish. It's the tip of your hat.
I know, huh?
You rhyme too, so improvise. Come up with something.
I know, right? Just freestyle a question off the top of my head.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. No. When you guys do your, are you guys planning on doing any visuals for the project? Any formal music videos or anything like that?
We have two already. Oh, yeah. We have a video for Peace, and we have a video for Help. Yeah, we're gonna be shooting another one soon. Absolutely.
I heard Amazon was like, yo, Johnny, ask them if they're gonna shoot a music video and then ask if I can be in it. So I was like, I'll ask you.
He's like, gotta be in New York because we shoot all our stuff, Johnny. As of now, we shoot stuff in New York. But we got Help is already out. You know, you go to our YouTube, Rebelmatic NYC, you can see Help. It's on YouTube, and Peace is up too. Peace has been out for a second. And we're gonna shoot something else soon.
So, yeah, we'll make sure we get some clips of those music videos, and
for sure
also share those around through our socials and pass the word and get some.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get you after school. You know, good damn well I never said nothing about being get you after school.
Dude, I remember you saying you had dreams.
Dreams of being the video.
I could have sworn that was in our conversation.
You know,
I had dreams.
See, I should have left
you a
box. That's the problem. You leave me sitting alone on the sideline for too long, man.
Are you over there? Because when you come, you start trouble.
No troubles at all. No troubles at all. Well, you guys did the plugs for all the social media. Plugs for the album, Say 10. Make sure you guys head on over there and get you some of that physical product. They want to understand the best way to support artists. The best way to support artists still is to purchase the physical products and purchase physical experiences. So when you
see
them coming to town, buy a ticket while you're at the show, grab a shirt or a hoodie or a beanie, whatever the merch they got for sale. You know, get the physical product, get the physical copies of the albums. You guys said you got vinyl?
Yeah, we have vinyl. Vinyl will be coming out in April. Absolutely.
So grab that vinyl, you know what I'm saying? 33 1/3 rotations per minute. Get it on your turntable. Give that bad boy a listen. Wear the wax out of it, and then buy a new one when that one's done.
Yeah, or buy doubles. Or buy doubles. You know, let's bring it to there. Let's bring it. Let's bring that DJ element of hip hop into punk rock hardcore. Let's bring that there. Buy doubles. You know,
mix it up. I want mine signed by everybody, so make it happen, Creech.
You will, okay?
Make it happen.
You know what? I feel like that's a great idea. Here's a great idea. You guys open for this one. Punkdemic will sponsor. We will sponsor.
Okay.
We will sponsor. We'll pay for the album. You guys sign it. You guys sign it. And we'll raffle that bad boy off to some lucky... Some lucky
supporter. I like that.
This is not about you, Amazon. I'm sorry. This
We'll make it happen.
We'll make it happen, Amazon. We got you.
I'm sorry. This is about something that's much bigger. This is about the fan base. This is about Rebelmatic, pal.
This is support. We appreciate the supporters for sure. We'll make it happen. We'll make it happen.
I feel like I think that's a great look right there.
You know beautiful. Saying? Absolutely.
We'll get the word out, get some more eyeballs and eardrums on Rebelmatic's new project.
Yes, sir.
It allows us to support our artists that are representing the community in their own way.
Yes.
Pandemic is not just a apparel brand. It's not just a podcast, but it is a voice of a community. Yes. And it's
an opportunity
for us to empower that a certain way. If it's okay...
100%.
If it's okay with the CEO, the queen of everything.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
we have to ask her.
And if I just happen to be the one that, you know, spends the most on it and it goes to me anyway, that's not my fault. But anyway.
Oh, this one here, you can't rig it.
Okay.
Just try to rig the competition.
I actually can. Ramsey, thank you so much for supporting us as much as you do. Like, you're rocking your Punkdemic right now. You wear it every chance you get.
He definitely does.
So much. Like, I really do. Like, you've just been really from day one, and I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Sometimes
Johnny mine.
His Punkdemic. He's on the... I'm sorry.
I'm rocking that Punkdemic beanie today. I'm doing the beanie.
He's rocking it today.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of hectic. It's getting kind of hectic.
Right?
I thought you were going to start for a minute, Carnage. I heard you singing in the background.
Oh, that wasn't singing, but thank you. But I appreciate
that. He was singing some Otis Redding. That's what he was singing.
Oh, no, that was Snap, actually.
I heard.
Oh, I know that was Snap, but he was singing Dreams. I Got Dreams.
Oh,
Yeah, that's Otis Redding.
Otis songs. Like, he's one of my favorite singers, by the way. So,
yeah.
I was like, Carnage is going to sing to me? I was about to pass out. You know what I mean?
Carnage Serenade.
Okay. I was waiting. I'm sad.
All right. I have the unfortunate responsibility of putting the bow on this episode and having to pull the plug on it. But this has been incredible. Really excited about having had you guys come on today. And we got to do this.
Appreciate it. Absolutely.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
One, Alcatraz.
Yes, yeah. Alcatraz.
He's here in spirit, though.
I know. I
want to. Oh, man. He's a busy guy.
Yeah. Alcatraz, man, you're always welcome as well. We see we can get you to hang out with us the next time around. You know, we do have a next time around, don't we, gentlemen?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Love it. Absolutely. Love to hear that. You guys are welcome anytime here to talk about whatever you guys have going on collectively, individually. You just awesome. Want to hang out? We can do that as well, too. We don't even got to have a real agenda. We can just have some conversation.
You know what sounds I mean? Good.
You know, send you guys a Starbucks gift card and we can sit Starbucks together.
No, we're not doing Starbucks. No Starbucks. We're not supporting Starbucks, but I respect what you're saying. No Starbucks, brother. Love, though. Much love. We can't support Starbucks. We can't support Amazon, Starbucks. You got me all political now. We can't support the people who are not treating us fairly. They going for the wrong stuff. We can't support these companies. We can't do it. As much as the coffee may be crack, can't do it.
Lord, it is.
But respect. Respect, though. Nothing much respect. Yeah, we can't. But absolutely.
Well, everybody can drink some Folger still, right? Folger.
I don't know. Let's find a mom. Let's find a mom and pops. Let's find a mom and pops.
Jamaican green market.
Blue Mountain Coffee. I'd rather go with Bustelo.
Yeah, Cafe right. Bustelo.
Well, they're not plugging us, so we're not going to give them no props, man.
I drink Jamaican Blue Mountain Coffee. It's better than all of it.
Damn it, we're going to come out and pump Jimmy Coffee.
That sounds good. That's a brand that we can support.
Yeah,
that is true. Yeah. All right, you guys. I want to thank you guys for coming through and being a part of today's episode. It was fabulous.
Absolutely
fantastic. Again, album will be out formally. You guys say April? Is that correct?
April 11th.
You guys get out there. Mm-hmm. Let's go get the new album from Rebelmatic. Album that's actually talking about something out there.
Black Hole Easter Tornado.
Incredible title. I mean, even and now that we got the backstory for it, even better.
Right. Oh, incredible.
We don't have a signature for the show yet. We haven't figured out how to sign off yet, so we're just gonna go for it. Rubbed in, you know, a little music in the background. And we're gonna say
like we always do this time.
Yes, y'all.
Don't stop. We don't quit. Won't stop. We don't stop. We don't quit. Rebelmatic is the ultimate. Punk damn it. We don't stop. We don't quit. Rebelmatic is the ultimate. We don't stop. We don't quit. Rebelmatic is the ultimate.
Well, unfortunately, I got to push the button, so that means we do stop and we do quit. But until next time,
rock.
Until the next time, your mind. Look out for others as well as yourself, and we'll see you next time on the Punkdemic Podcast, baby.
All right,
minus peace. The Starbucks.
Peace.
Starbucks.
Hold on, guys.
All right.
Minus Starbucks. Oh yeah, you guys don't go nowhere. You guys that are listening out there can go somewhere, but everybody else that's part of the podcast, we got to do some magic after we push the end recording button. All right, we'll catch you guys next time around.